I want to have a look now at your unconscious and how your unconscious mind works. So we've got these two minds, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. The conscious mind, you're probably already aware of how that works. So we really want to focus on in this section really is how your unconscious mind works. The best thing is they work best when they work together. So if you think about a good analogy I like to use is your unconscious mind and your conscious mind, think of it like the captain of a ship and the crew of a ship. So the captain of the ship is your conscious mind. So the captain gives the instructions. It tells the crew what to do. And the crew follow instructions. Now, unlike Mutiny on the Bounty, your unconscious mind will never, ever leave its ship. So it always follows the instructions. So depending on what you tell it to do, it will always go around doing it. Even if it's a negative thing for you and for other people, it will do it for you because it serves you. It follows the rules that you give it. Conscious mind, if you like, is the mind that you think with, and the unconscious mind is the mind that you feel with. Your conscious mind can pay attention to 7 plus or minus 2 things at any one time, and your unconscious mind can do 2 million plus or infinite amounts of things. Because even though there's only 2 million bits coming in, it can handle a lot more than that. So it can deal with infinite number of things at any one time. Conscious mind, very narrow focused. This is why conscious mind is when you're using the foveal vision, which is like homing in on one thing, where your unconscious mind is like the peripheral vision, more than one thing. Does that make sense? Well, conscious mind asks the question, why? Unconscious mind knows why. Conscious mind uses logical, sequential thinking, and your unconscious mind is intuition, gut feeling. Conscious mind gives instructions, unconscious follows instructions. And the conscious mind gives linear sequential steps where the unconscious mind does it all at once in one go. Now, Milton Erickson used to say that people were his patients because they were out of rapport with their own unconscious mind. And all he did was teach them how to go back into rapport with their own unconscious, and the problems went away. Which, if you think about it, ties in very nicely with the presuppositions of NLP, as in putting them back at cause. Most people, where do most adults live? Do we live down here in our bodies, in our unconscious mind, down here, or do we live up here in our heads? In our heads. We've learned to go upstairs somehow and become dissociated from our unconscious mind. Because listen, when you were a kid growing up, you didn't have a conscious mind. You have very little critical reasoning faculty when you're a kid. Is that true? Which is why kids can believe in so many things. You can teach kids to believe in Santa Claus, fairies, tooth fairies, all sorts of things, because there's no references to filter it out. They just go straight in. They go like, yeah, that's true. And so they live completely in the now, don't they, kids? And that's what we've got to do, is live in the now. As therapists, as coaches, as business people, is live totally in the now, what's ever going on, and your life will absolutely work way better when you do that. Because when you're living in the now, you're completely unconscious. You lose time completely. Time seems to have no dimension whatsoever when you're living in the now.